I'm Christopher Husted. We at KBIA have found strength in our community during the COVID-19 crisis. In our series, Where You're At, we're calling our neighbors to see how they're coping during the pandemic. Here's my call with speech-language pathologist and first-time mother-to-be, Megan Pelican, in Columbia.
How are you doing?
I am doing, really great, actually, which is totally, at this time, unusual to hear. And I kind of struggle with that question because it has been asked of me by coworkers and by families that I work with who I know aren't in great situations, and it's difficult for me to say, I'm doing well, because I think my situation gets me there. I have an awesome partner who is getting paid. I am still getting paid. My situation is, good, honestly. I don't have any complaints.
When's your due date again?
July 2nd. It's almost, it works out a little bit for my situation because I'm coming up on my third trimester and I'm not feeling the greatest all the time. I'm tired, so it's nice having access to, be able to lay down or to use the restroom whenever I want. Because my work, I was traveling constantly and sometimes you couldn't get, it's hard to find a restroom sometimes when you're moving from place to place every hour of the day.
Is there something that you really miss, like being kind of stuck at home throughout this kind of pandemic, or some person that you miss?
I miss all my people. I miss my friends in Colombia and my nieces who are 4 and 5. Kind of miss squeezing them. It's tough because, you're pregnant and you want to share your experience and really your body. You want to show off your belly. And so that kind of stinks that I'm not able to really flaunt my giant whale body in front of all my family. And
it is kind of part of the ritual of being pregnant. Like, it's like, yeah, it's, this is me. Look at what's happening.
Right. It's a visual thing, too. My mom and I had plans to paint the baby room together, and unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be able to happen. So things like that are a bummer.
What do you think life is going to look like for you in your home when we're on the other side of this virus pandemic?
I think there'll be a heightened sense of what I'm thankful for, and that'll be something that drives me in my parenthood. When my kid is old enough to understand what was happening at the time that I was pregnant, I'm already kind of thinking ahead to the future, like what kind of conversations am I going to have with them about this time, and that's just a good opportunity for a lesson in, don't take things for granted that are good in your life, and to be thankful for the very, very small things.
Thanks for listening to Where You're At. If you want to share your story, email KBIA at news@kbia.org. I'm Christopher Husted.